2009. What a truly magical time. It's Leave Tencast and iTunes Review Day. Open your iTunes and log on, or click the link at Tencast.com on Leave Tencast and iTunes Review Day. Christmas will have come and gone, but Tencast Day will be going strong.
The Hanukkah candles will be burned out,
and no one knows what Kwanzaa's about. So put your MacBook on your lap and spread the word about this worthless crap. So think it about just what you want to say on the
Tencast and iTunes Review Day. Tencast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound,
Merry Christmas!
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
It's been a long day. It's been a long week.
Your mom is a long week. Wait, no, I'm not going to do that. I noticed I did it way too much in last week's episode. I was like, fuck off, Tim. Jesus Christ, shut up.
You say that every week.
What do I say it every week?
Your mom.
Jesus Christ, Tim. Shut the fuck up.
Wait, you say that every week?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not funny.
You don't remember?
No, I thought you were saying I said it every week. That might be funny, but you're not being funny, so that's
it,
right.
It really sounded like you said, you say that, Noah, to Tim. I'm going with Tim on this one.
Yeah, you would, faggot.
All right, ready to start the show?
I think we are.
Sure, why not? Might as well. Got nothing better to do.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tencast.
Welcome to Tencast. And a Merry Christmas to all of you, except for the Jews, and the Muslims,
and
the atheists,
Buddhists,
and the Taoists,
and the pagans.
No, pagans, Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas, pagans.
Especially the capitalist pagans.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
I'm Tim, the T in... I was going to go for tinsel, but I think I said that last year, and then I was going to try and come up with something else, and then I just, fuck it. The T in Tencast. Eat a dick.
I'm Andy, and I'm the A in your mom.
I'm Noah. I'm the big black dick in your mom.
Whoa.
All right.
Noah and I are doing some DP on your mom.
Double penetration on your mom.
But the good kind, not the devil's kind.
Wow, I just did a Noah.
So we're next door neighbors, we're not roommates.
Or wombmates.
Pretty much.
I hear you banging on the wall, Andy.
I used to hear you guys banging through the wall, so it works out.
Yeah. That house, the tan house, had some thin, thin walls.
And you guys love fucking each other.
Yep.
See, what I was actually talking about is them banging women separately, but with the way I said it, it could be construed that they were banging each other on the other side of the wall. And that is making the joke not funny by over-explaining it.
Hey, Andy, how you doing?
I think I've seen that show on Comedy Central there, Tim.
What was that, Andy?
I said I think I've seen that show on Comedy Central. I'm doing well, Noah. I'm doing well.
No, he was asking me because I made a joke. See, now I'm doing it again. Christmas episode is off to a good start.
Woo woo!
Let's do some tan laughs.
You hear those jokes we're telling, and yucks are so near too. Come on, it's lovely weather for some tan laughs together with you. Just send your jokes in to us at fucktards@tancast.com, and we'll get your jokes in just like I got my dick in your mom.
Were either of you going to take the Christmas ones by Brian? Because I was going to read some of those.
Knock yourself out.
No, actually, I was going to grab one from Joe that was sent only to me, so you don't know about it. Secret.
Ooh. Well, I'm going to burn through all of these since it's the Christmas episode, and there'll be no point in telling these on the next episode.
Do it up.
So, why do women like Santa Claus? Sorry, why do women love Santa Claus?
Oh, I don't know.
He comes only once a year, but when he does, he fills their stockings. I was like, I've heard that, but
dirty.
The stockings tag was new. I was like, I like that, because, you know, stock, yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I like it. That one's one Noah told. That one's one Noah told.
I told
Why
him?
Why are women's... What?
I told him?
Yes, you've told these jokes in part of your fucked up joke extravaganza.
Crazy.
In the past. Why are women's breasts like a train set a kid gets for Christmas?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because they were originally made for children, but their father wants to play with them.
True. Men love boobs.
Why is Christmas just like a day at the office?
Got me.
You do all the work, but the fat guy with the suit gets all the credit. I think we may have done this one before. What's the difference between a snowman and snow women?
I don't know.
Snowballs.
I think we have done that one before, but it's worth
testing. I thought so. For those of you who are listening at home, I usually edit out this gap, but for some reason, when I do a joke that requires them to say, what, or how many, or I don't know, it takes them 5 minutes to actually say it. Like, they just let me sit there in silence.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because I'm always the one saying, I don't know, why, what is that? And I keep waiting for Noah to jump in on one of these, but Noah just sits there, and I have to do all the work.
Yep.
So see, this time it's the fat man in the suit who is doing the work.
And the black guy who's phoning it in. well, that's it. I'm spent.
Reparations.
I'm spent on those jokes.
Of course you are.
Mark it as read.
Mm-hmm. So here's mine. This one comes from Joe. I honestly can't remember if we did it on Tancast or if somebody else told me this joke over the last week, but what's the difference between Tiger Woods and Santa?
I don't know. What?
Santa stops after three hoes. And we're back to Tiger Woods.
You gonna tell everyone that it wasn't another Tiger Woods joke?
Nope, that was it.
I got one.
I know, but I think I finally came up with one for my act.
Ooh, nice.
Well, here, I'm gonna tell this one.
Alright.
Let me just find it. I thought one of you would take it. Tiger Woods, y'all.
Well, the one for my act, before Noah interrupted me.
For silence.
Boogity boo.
Yeah, seriously.
Wait. Let me sit here.
I didn't know you were going to say it.
I feel sorry for Tiger Woods because, you know, he's brought, you know, racial diversity and a sex scandal and to golf, and it's still not interesting. There's really nothing left to do to that sport. You could set it on fire. People are like, I don't care. It's golf. No, there's a black guy fucking mad bitches. I don't care.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
This is a long one. But I thought it was kind of funny, so. A couple
oh, that
was
reminds
on...
me. I was just thinking the other day about how orange smoothies are delicious.
They are delicious. Oh, I love me an orange smoothie. The orange Dream Machine at Jamba Juice, pretty good.
I don't know. The Never orange Julius, you get the Jell-O pudding or whatever the fuck that stuff is. It just
There's
makes
no Jell-O pudding in there. My wife knows
you
how to make orange Julius.
You got to put the Jell-O pudding in the smoothie, and then you drink it down, and you have diabetes.
That one got me right here.
Did it?
You can't tell, but I'm pointing at my rectum.
And your cockles.
My cockles. Anyway, sorry. All right, your long one. Let's hear Noah's long one.
Okay.
Noah's got a long one.
We've heard it. It goes on our doors.
Yes, I've heard it.
All right, Noah.
Ready?
Long one.
Okay. So, a couple is on their honeymoon, lying in bed about ready to consummate their marriage, when the new bride says to the husband, I have a confession to make. I'm not a virgin. The husband replies, that's not a big thing in this day and age. The wife continues, yeah, I've been with one guy. Oh, yeah, who was the guy? Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods the golfer? Yeah. I'm going to do some voices. Well, he's rich, famous, and handsome. I can see why you went to bed with him. The husband and the wife make passionate love. When they're done, the husband gets up and walks to the telephone. What are you doing? Asks the wife. The husband says, I'm hungry. I'm going to call room service and get something to eat. Tiger wouldn't do that. Oh, yeah? What would Tiger do? He'd come back to bed and do it a second time. Kind of sound like... I don't know why. It's like a Family Guy guy. Anyways. Hey, Chris.
Hey, the guy who's into Chris.
The husband puts down the phone and goes back to bed to make love a second time. When they finish, he gets up and goes over to the phone. Now what are you doing? She asks. The husband asks, I'm still hungry, so I was going to get room service to get something to eat. Tiger wouldn't do that. Oh, yeah? What would Tiger do? He'd come back to bed and do it again. The guy slams on the phone and goes back to bed and makes love one more time. Then when they finish, he's tired and beat. He drags himself over to the phone and starts to dial. The wife asks, are you calling room service? No, I'm calling Tiger Woods to find out what the par in this damn hole is.
I think the best part of that joke is about a third of the way in. It stopped being some random chick and started being Herbert from Family Guy.
Hey, Chris.
You get sure are mostly
sexy
on paper
butt
boy.
Back over here.
Looks like we got a fighter.
Doesn't he whistle when he says his S's, though?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
I can't do it right.
I can't do it either. Otherwise, I would have.
I don't know. I can't fucking do it.
Yeah, I just say S's. So, oh, there it was, a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll just edit that in every time I say an S.
Is this going to be the regular episode, or is this going to be the topic episode?
This is going to be the regular episode.
Okay.
So, you got a topic?
Oh, I was just wondering. I have my topics marked off.
Oh, so stay tuned next week. Of course, if you're hearing this now and you're like, oh, I want to send one in, fucking too late.
You missed it, motherfucker.
I mean, not like we won't ever talk about that topic if you send it in later, but...
No, we won't. Too late.
That's it. You missed it. You missed the deadline. We're done with you.
You're dead to me.
All four of you listeners can go to hell.
You go to hell, you die.
You go to hell, you die. Satan eats your bones.
My bones?
Trying to make it a little worse.
Or
does he start with my bones, or does he eat my flesh first?
No, he strips off the flesh.
And then eats my bones?
Your flesh is not delicious.
I would assume it was.
Bones are crunchy. They're like devil peanut brittle.
I don't know. If you bread it up, maybe.
Does
put
he
some
take
butter
your bones?
On there?
Oh, I'm sure if you bread it
peanut
and deep fried it, you'd find somebody around here to eat it.
Make ants on a log?
What are ants doing on a log?
I said, does he take your bones, spread it with peanut butter, and put raisins on it? Make some ants on a log?
That's celery, right?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Celery doesn't really have much taste, though.
Yeah, it does.
It kind of does. It has a celery taste. There's not much else like it.
Yep. And it's an affront to God.
I put it in the same category as onions.
Oh, I like onions.
Well, you're dead to me.
Look at you.
I like that.
Fat man likes onions.
Of course, I also like to put foot cheese on my pizza, so.
Yes.
You and Joe love that.
Is there food you don't like, fat man? Huh? Huh?
Yes.
He just said celery.
Yes. Noah wasn't.
He would
listening.
Eat it.
No. He would pick it out and throw it at Noah. Here, fucker, have some celery. Fucking celery lover. Doesn't have a taste. I'm going to jizz on it. You can taste my jizz and the non-celery taste.
All right.
What?
Oh, we were in Disneyland with Stephanie's family. Like, every time we'd go to order something, Danelle would go, yeah, Tim doesn't really like, you know, celery. Tim doesn't really like onions. Tim doesn't really like this. Tim doesn't really like cheese. And I'm like, what the fuck do you eat? Like, after a while, I was like, Danelle, just stop saying things. I'll pick it out. They're like, Tim doesn't like olives. He doesn't like,
I was in a similar situation, but it was like I said, hey, you know, I don't like raw vegetables. And they started suggesting other things besides raw vegetable plate that still were, like, raw vegetables. So it's like, oh, okay, well, we won't get a raw vegetable plate. How about a salad? Still raw. Still vegetable.
Could be potato salad.
That is true. But that's not a real salad.
It's you like don't like salads?
Salad. I don't like raw vegetables. I have tried, man.
You know
I-
what? There's a difference between eating a plate of fucking carrots and broccoli and, what do you call it? Snow peas, fucking red peppers chopped up, and lettuce, croutons, bacon bits, and Thousand Island dressing. And cheese. I'm sure you'll dump some cheese on there, fatty.
Fucking, you'll put a cow on there.
I would hazard to say that what you just described isn't a salad.
It is a salad.
It's a bunch of shit held up by some lettuce.
That's exactly what a salad has become. Welcome to America.
The 4,000 calorie salad.
We went to Chili's today for Lena's birthday. Me and some folks from the station. Lena had a salad that like it would had it was supposed to I forget what it was called, but like there was a fucking it looked like a hunk of chicken fried steak on top of the salad. I was like, That's like a bed of leaves for your chicken fried steak. That's not a salad.
You know what those are? Those are grease traps. Make sure you don't miss any of the grease on your plate. So, yeah, no, I don't like salad. I thought we went over this when we lived together. I tried salad several times. I tried different suggested dressings. I tried different types of lettuce. No, I don't like salad.
Caesar salad. I like a Caesar salad.
I like lots of salads. A Waldorf is good.
I don't know the Waldorf. Not familiar.
It's got like walnuts and I think raisins and stuff in it. We made it in school once. It was delicious.
We made it where?
Familiar.
The school?
No, it took home ec.
What? Oh, yeah.
I took home ec.
Did you really take home ec?
Yeah, it was like 6 weeks of home ec or something like that.
That's where he first got his taste of the Crocs.
they were mentioned on the Colbert Report last night. I can't remember what it was. But I was like, Crocs!
Wouldn't it be great if we got Stephen Colbert to mention Crocs and Andy?
In the same sentence?
Yeah.
Let's Andy, you would like to be Stephen Colbert? You don't want the Colbert bump?
I think we would like the Colbert bump. Man, if we had the Colbert bump, we'd be up to like 20 listeners, 30.
Easy, he's not that powerful.
I like to dream big.
Living the impossible dream.
Wet dream big.
The problem is, what? We've got to do something Colbert worthy before we even get the Colbert bump. So, Noah, I think you need to...
Stay black and die?
Oh, I don't know. Go on a drunken rampage and insult all minorities?
Get right on it.
Why is that Colbert worthy?
Because then Colbert will bring him on to try to justify his stance, and Colbert will subtly take him down by pretending to agree with him.
I was watching a rerun of The Daily Show the other night, and it was one of Obama's cabinet who was on there, but he's actually a Republican, and like I felt bad for him because he seemed like such a neutered Republican. Because he had one thing like, well, the president does it this way, I would do it this way, but, you know, he listened to my advice and, you know, we found a middle ground or anything like just, nope, the president knows what he's doing. Hey, president's got the right idea. President, yay, I love the president. Let me suck this president's dick a little bit more. I'm like, come on, dude. Like,
that dick tastes good, president.
I'm all for bipartisanship, but you don't have to give up your Republicanness.
Oh, man, I was watching a little bit of the Colbert Report where he was talking about some Republican asshat from the South talking about, like, making people do, like, this purity pledge of, like, these 10 commandments of things. You must be against this. You must be against that. And it gets to the end of the list, and it's these 10 things, and they are all, none of them are, you must stand for this value. You must stand for this. It's all, you must be against Obama doing this. You must be against Obama doing that. You must be against this, that, and the other, whatever. And Colbert's end, his little twist on the words, was something along the lines of, and that's a great idea because then any Republican from a moderate district would be dead in the water. Like, there's no way that any moderate district would ever elect a Republican who signed off on all those things. But it was just like, you start to realize that that's just one more symptom of that party really being run by people with no ideas except that, like, Obama's evil, anything progressive is evil, anything that's getting done right now just must be stopped. Not that they've got another idea, not that they've got a different direction, not that they've got, you know, some sort of like, oh, I don't know, well-explained reasoning or counter-argument or anything like that. It's like, nope, it's bad. God told us.
Yeah.
I don't like your God. He seems like a very negative fellow.
He is.
He's a negative really like Nancy, people. Your God.
He's kind of antisocial.
What's up, guys? I'm God. I don't want to talk to you guys, really.
Hey, God, you coming to the party? Nah, I'm just going to sit home and play WoW. Yeah.
I'm going to sit here in my trio all night in the corner, creeping everybody out.
Thank God I just got drunk because my roommate didn't have a ride. Just wanted to go home.
Oh, God.
You devil. Now available from Warner Brothers Home Video.
Merry Christmas!
Really?
I don't even know if that's a Warner Brothers movie.
I want it on Blu-ray.
Why?
I want to see it in high clarity.
Yeah. You know what's really hard to find? I may have said this last week. The Star Trek double disc DVD that's not Blu-ray.
Yes, you said this last week.
Okay, well then never mind. Hi.
Maybe it was when we weren't recording.
Yeah, it might have been, because now that I think about it, I've been listening to the episode a couple times, and I don't remember hearing it. But yes, it's hard to find. Because I need the extra Klingon. I was saying that someone was asking what I thought I was going to be getting for Christmas this year, and I was like, probably Star Trek, but it's got to be the double disc. Because I got to see the deleted scenes with the Klingons. And she was like holding her left eye, and she's like, of course you do. It was so funny the way she said it. Sucks, what my wife wants for Christmas is not in any store, so I have to get them through Amazon.
Is she home?
I mean, what?
Is she home?
No, she's not.
What is it? What's she want?
Well, her brother's listening.
He's like a teller.
He might.
He wouldn't do that. He's not a douche.
What, you think they're like a cabal conspiring against you? He's your family now.
Matt's be like, hey, fuck you, Bab. Ha ha, I win.
But be careful. Your wife will be right outside the door fucking with her hawk hearing. Listening in on you.
No, my wife said a cookie party.
An ookie cookie party?
No. It's where you bake 6 dozen cookies, and then everybody brings them, and then everybody trades cookies, and then at the end you go home with 6 dozen cookies that you didn't bring.
Oh, yeah, that's what they call it. 6 dozen cookies.
And
six
so
dozen
I helped,
mouth
I,
of jizz.
I did a lot of the baking of the cookies, and I had gotten just enough stuff to make 6 dozen cookies, and then I came to the unfortunate conclusion that you can't bake cookies and not eat cookies. So I had to go out and get more stuff mid-baking.
I'm with you. I understand.
I was like, these cookies are delicious! So I'm going, what kind of cookies? Chocolate chip cookies. They're like the Jesus of the cookie world.
Yep. They died for our sins. And then they went in our tummy. That was their body and blood broken for you.
Whereas oatmeal cookies are like the Tom Cruise Scientology of cookies. Some people eat them, but they're really not cool.
So what's white chocolate macadamia, Tim?
Some tribe on the Euphrates River.
So...
The third guy up from the bottom of an Indian totem pole.
That's randomly specific.
You know the lowest guy is the most important one on totem pole?
I did. You know how I knew that?
So
stuff
if you,
you
should
know.
Merry Christmas!
Ding-a-ding-ding-dong! The more you know, the more obnoxious you are to your friends.
Yes, I was being obnoxious on a Disney message board today. Someone misused the word peruse, and I felt the need to take him to task.
Oh, Tim.
Because that's what I do. Anyway, so what I'm getting, Matt, better keep a lid on it. Not that I really thought Matt was going to say some shit. I don't know. I feel weird that anybody else knows before her. Like, I feel like somehow she's going to, like, she never listens to the episodes, but somehow she's going to walk in the room while I'm editing. Or hit play, and it's going to start, or somehow she's going to, like.
You are a paranoid guy.
I am. I have paranoid tendencies.
You can IM us what you're going to get her.
You'll just say it out loud. Don't be
I'm
a faggot.
Say it out loud.
Yeah, you will.
No.
Yes.
You know what? You're the one that edits it. If I can say out loud, then I'm like, oh, I got you.
You're going to post it separately. Anyway, the movies Inner Space and Secret of My Success.
That seems fun.
If you're gay.
Tim, I kind of get your level of paranoia there, because it's kind of like bringing a laptop, perhaps, to work, like a home laptop, and... maybe that laptop at some point in the past has visited porn, and Firefox loves to, you know, www.porn.com?
Is this what you meant? Did you mean girlfuckinghorse.com? No, I was looking
at... That site is ready to go!
At least it's not like Safari or Chrome, where it's like, look, all these are the sites you browse the most!
Like red tube, blue tube, pink tube...
There's a blue tube?
I don't know. I'm just making colors up.
Well, now I'm looking it up. I wonder if there's a blue tube.
What would we find there?
Would it be the opposite of red tube?
No, it's like red tube, but everybody's sad. Police videos, blue tube.
Ah, well, there you go.
But it's BLU, so apparently they... BlueTube.com. Blue tube is Kohler Audio, coming summer 2009. I think you missed your window there, assholes.
Whoa.
All right, you don't need to get hostile.
It's just a...
Hostile.
Typical.
I don't get hostile.
I've got a sneaking suspicion Pink Tube will be gay porn.
Pink Tube? Like female gay porn? I don't know why it would be male gay porn.
Because the Pink Tube might be a penis.
Yeah. Gays wear the pink, don't they? We've stumped the panel, ladies and gentlemen. Join us next week. I don't know what theme song that is, but I'm pretty sure I'm singing it wrong.
That's like, I couldn't remember the other day what failure music was.
Did you figure it out?
No. Still bugging me.
It's The Price is Right.
Is it?
You can look it up on YouTube. Price is Right, Losing Horn.
All right.
Oh, look, Tim's even got a name for you.
You can also hear it last week when I was trying to talk. It's too bad Jeff doesn't listen, because I'm sure he would enjoy that every time his connection dropped, I put in the sound of Super Mario losing a life.
The
Yep.
He might listen because he's on the episode.
There's no guarantee of that.
No. So you know what? I lived through that once.
And then the very last one, and it was the very last one, like I edited it so this very last drop was the very end of the episode, so I made it the game over thing, like do 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 do.
Man, that soundtrack is just so fucking iconic.
Seriously. Super Mario Brothers, baby?
I know.
Music these days is not very memorable. Like you can't really recite it like you can Mario or Zelda.
But I was trying to think, like, I don't even know Metroid's music. And I went to, because I went to use it once for, I made the Metroid sound, the Link sound one week, and I was like, this, people aren't even going to know what this is unless they've just played Metroid.
I'm sure someone, maybe not one of our listeners, but I'm sure someone out there would recognize it.
But yeah, I mean, I don't play a lot of video games nowadays, but I don't know. If the music, like... Well, Grand Theft Auto, like, full-on had real music.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't have, like, theme songs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a good soundtrack.
Yeah, I remember the hits of the 80s made me want to drive recklessly.
Tim, why are you all swerving? It's just, Hall & Oates.
Tim's all of a sudden getting really road ragey. I bless the rain down in Africa.
Yep, that was totally the one I would listen to the most often. And I had the game set at one point where my character, whenever you loaded it, that's what would be on the radio if you jumped right in.
Yep. Yeah, I remember watching because you'd load that game and then run as fast as you could to go get in a vehicle. Like, I've got a garage nearby. Run, hop in.
Ah, I do miss that. That was a good game. Is that on the PS3?
Yes.
Well, the original one you played?
Four.
Do they not have it available for the PS3?
No, the one you played is was PS2 and Xbox.
Right, but I'm saying, do they not have it available?
They have a new one for the PS3, not that one.
Right.
But they did not forward port that one, yes. Yeah, there's a Grand Theft Auto 4 now. Is that your question?
No. Okay. My question is, if I had a PS3 and I had that game, could I play it?
No. Unless you got one of the original PS3s that has PlayStation 2 backwards compatibility.
You mean the new PlayStation 3s don't have backwards compatibility?
Nope. They dropped it to cut price.
Fucking bastards. That would annoy the shit out of me.
Not me, because I've got a PlayStation 2 sitting next to my PlayStation 3.
Well, I don't have anything but an AS, so there's really...
Are you actually thinking about getting a PS3, though?
Only for the sake of getting a Blu-ray.
And don't worry, none of this
is happening anytime soon. What?
Okay. Because before we used to talk about this, you didn't seem not to care about any of the high-def stuff.
So many things are now just the special features are being released on Blu-ray, and it annoys the shit out of me.
Ah, so not so much for the high-def, you just want those extra features.
I don't give a fuck about the high-def.
Keeping it real.
So I want to see the Captain Summit.
You would watch a Blu-ray
with...
on your standard definition television?
Yep, just to see the extra features.
Nice.
Look at that wasted quality, honey. That's what we're doing here.
Well,
you know, baby, if we had a better TV.
Like, are you thinking of getting a PS3 because you also want to play games on it?
Only because that would be an extra feature.
Okay. Because I'm going to say, you can get pretty cheap Blu-ray players. But, you know, they're not going to be as good as a PS3. But if you just want a few extra features, you can make that happen.
Again, it's not something that's happening anytime soon. There are so many more things wrong in my life that need monetary attention.
Car.
Yep.
Car.
Phone.
Car.
My fucking phone just decides to turn off now all of a sudden.
It's an off phone.
And whatever it's doing, it's draining the battery when it does it. So then the other night when I was driving... Oh, that's another thing that sucked. When I was driving to and from L.A. to the Bay Area in one night, I was trying to call my wife. Or my wife called me midway through the conversation. Battery ran out. I'm like, I just finished charging this.
You know, that actually could be the same problem. That it's not that it's just running down the battery. Is that the battery is not holding a charge.
But I think it's more than... it's working when it's plugged in. Because I swear, like, sometimes you just sit there, you just leave it sitting there. Or, like, when you open it or shut it, that ruins it. But it doesn't seem to be doing it now that it's plugged in. Of course, make me a liar. Like, when you take the car to the mechanic, and you're like, it keeps doing this. And the mechanic's like, I can't get it to do that. I was like, well, then you die.
Then Tim stabbed the mechanic in the face.
Well, pretend it is doing that, and fix whatever would cause it. How about that?
Let me make that sound for you with my mouth. It's wooga wooga chicka chicka thunk chicka 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 thunk thunk.
Whew, my brakes are getting bad. I was hitting the brakes. It was like, hey! I was like, it's getting more and more expensive.
Yeah, that's not a good sound. No.
What? It also makes that sound just when I make turns. Like, I'm not even on the brake. It's just, hey, you're turning left. Yeah. Shit. Why aren't cars just like $50? That's all they should be. $50.
Then they would last you like a foot. Ooh, that was a good car. Now to go get another one.
I'd need a series of $50 cars spaced evenly, and I will leap from one to the next. Like a frog in a lily pad. I will do some of that wanted shit where I just like turn sideways and fling myself from one car to the next.
Hit the brakes. I'm going to cut holes in the bottom of my car and Flintstone everywhere I want to go.
Dude, if you could reduce the weight of your car and actually pull that off, that would be awesome. Do it up. Reduce the weight. Take out the engine. It's a couple hundred pounds right there.
So what's everybody doing for Christmas?
I'm going to California.
Opening presents? What the fuck you think, motherfucker?
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
This from the man who took me to task about how every single wedding is different, is going to generalize Christmas as just opening presents. You're not doing anything else. You're going to wake up, open presents, go back to sleep. Nothing else is going to happen.
Nope.
Die in a fire.
For the rest of the day.
Die in a Christmas fire. Do you have a tree, Noah?
Fake one.
Do you always have a fake one? Or is this first year with a fake one?
First year with the fake one. In-laws give it to me. Us. Yeah. Not me. Us.
I like a fake tree. Wife, not so much.
I offered you a fake tree, I know.
Hence, we have a real tree that is dropping needles like Lindsay Lohan thinks the cops are after her.
Nice. Nicely done.
I'm fine with the fake tree. I don't really care either way.
Andy, since you are spending a good deal of time not at your house right before Christmas, tree? No tree?
No tree.
No tree at all?
Yeah. Hey, the wife's been gone since the 9th, so that would be a lot of just me staring at a tree going, I gotta put water in you. Merry fucking Christmas. Brandy in my eggnog.
Do you have lights up or anything?
No.
So you just got a Grinchy Scrooge house.
Yep, got the Grinchy Scrooge house.
How disappointing.
And, I put reindeer antlers on one of the cats, but she was not amused.
With staples?
No, just a little elastic under the chin.
Not as cool.
Yeah, the staples are hard to get out. You know, it's after Christmas, you're trying to take everything down.
Doesn't the body just work them out anyway?
Well, yeah, but that takes until, like, March, and that's just kind of gauche.
Well, whatever.
Gauche.
Celebrate little Christmas. we were decorating Danelle's mom's Christmas tree, and which is a fun activity, by the way.
Sarcasm?
Yeah. It's just the Danelle's mom just kept wanting to do other things, and like the whole purpose of us coming over there was to decorate the tree, and so Danelle, had to work the next morning, so she was tired. She like wanted to get it over with. Not get it over with like it wasn't a good time, but just like get it over with because, you know, there was time limits, and we had to drive back to, you know, our place here, and like she was tired. She had to work the next day, so so it was just taking forever, and then, like, I was killing time just throwing a couple ornaments on the tree, and I do mean that literally. I think I tweeted about this.
Yes. I wondered what the fuck you were talking about.
I grabbed one of the ornaments and lobbed it at the tree, and it went, that's the problem. The first one went, and just perfectly stuck there. I was like, yeah! And she's like, and Danelle's like, you better be careful doing that. I'm like, bah! And I lobbed one, and it went over the tree. It was like, psh! I was like, oh, well, yeah, you're right. You should be careful doing that. And then Stephanie came over to help, and then she, like, by this time I had figured, I'm like, okay, you don't lob it, you throw it exactly where it needs to go, otherwise, you know, bad things. And Stephanie's like, oh, I want to try that. Oh, bish!
And whose ornaments were these?
These are Danelle's mom's ornaments.
Like, family ones that have been in the family forever, special, one of a kind.
No, those generic, you know, glass ball, or, you know, okay. I guess they're painted glass balls. Or maybe they're metal. I don't know what they are, but...
They're glass.
Okay. They're
family
super
heirlooms.
Thin.
Never can be replaced.
They're not, no.
Yeah.
And so there was a shit ton of them. Like, they were not... Okay. That tree is full of ornaments. Like, I think we have ornaments for a 10-foot tree on a 6-foot tree. So, it's like, ornaments!
So what am I doing? I'm going to my in-laws, and then I'm going to my aunt's, and yeah, that's about it.
Well, I'm planning on waking up early, rubbing one out so I have a white Christmas, visiting with the in-laws. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
You're a wild man.
Yeah, it's my kid's second Christmas. It's a little less special.
Now he gets coal.
Yep. Either that or a disturbingly moist tissue.
Lovely. I think my mom is going to meet us up at Danelle's mom's house, and we're going to do midnight mass, and then party at Danelle's mom's house, I think.
Hey, everybody, party at Danelle's mom's house.
Be there.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get late.
Caddyshack, I believe.
Yes. Okay. Danelle's grandparents are out of town. They're getting a keg.
Nice. Good line.
Thank you.
Good times. So, with your newfound atheism, or newly reveled in atheism, what are your thoughts on the Christmas holiday?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it's so much newfound, and I'm not sure that it's atheism. I think it's apatheism.
So not quite agnosticism either?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say it's just more of a, like, I look at everything in my life, and I don't think that it requires me to... I don't think there's any strong statement that says that I need to go worship something.
Well, you obviously didn't see the boobs that I posted on last week's episode.
Oh, I've seen them, but I can explain them in some other way besides
the divine.
You know,
those are what you worship. That was my point.
Oh, yeah. Yes, but that's like lowercase w as opposed to uppercase w. Like, I worship it until, you know, all the nuts out, and then I'm off to other things. It's not going to be like a lifelong study and whatever.
Noah, your thoughts?
I like chicken.
Well, because I know you're not a particularly religious guy either.
Not so much. So, sorry, what was the question?
Nice. The question is, hey, Noah, why aren't you paying attention while we're talking?
Words.
The question was, what are your thoughts on Christmas, since it's, you know... what with having the religious element void, what are your thoughts on the holiday in of itself?
Who doesn't like get fucking shit gifts? I think anyone likes that. I like to eat. I like to spend time with family. It's all good.
That's the best atheist endorsement of Christmas ever. It's all good.
Like, you got food, you got free shit, you got family.
Yeah, maybe it's kind
some
of
people
a,
don't like their family. I don't know.
It's kind of a weird situation for me with the the rather religious in-laws and everything. So I just kind of,
Didn't you dress up like a devil one year?
Not for Christmas.
Well, maybe you should.
There's this guy, oh man, he's the funniest fucking comic I met in L.A. His name's Brian Scalaro.
Merry Christmas!
He has this joke about, I always wish I could... sorry. He's like...
So, I'm in the pew, and the priest is talking. I'm just listening. I'm like, okay. What would happen if I just yelled out, bull... that can't happen. They can throw me out. There's no bouncers. You can do anything in church. You start a wave, you know? You throw a bowling ball up the aisle. You walk in dressed up like Satan and just sit in the back row. Boo! You put on a Jesus beard and a robe. Just come in the back door with like a baseball bat. Like, who the f*** are you people? This is my house. Give me that wine. Oh. What are you singing songs in my living room? It's 10 a.m.
Nice. I'm trying to sleep. I will smite
you. And made me think, what are they going to do? Like, I would really like to know the end of that social experiment. Like, literally, what would the congregation do? Because there'd be that groupthink where, like, I'm not going to deal with it. I'll wait for somebody to deal with it. And so I think no one would deal with it. They would just let you continue to say, boo. And I guarantee no priest is ready for that in his manual of shit that might go down at Mass. They don't prepare you that in seminary school. All right, now occasionally Some guy dressed as a devil may show up at church.
I always wonder that when I'm at like a big event, like a concert or a sporting event, and they have like those few security guards. I'm like, if this crowd went buck wild, what the fuck would they do? Like, you ain't gonna stop a crowd. That's what I think about sometimes.
Look at you, you're barely gonna stop three guys.
Or if you're like, if you ever see that old like ass security guard, you know, looks kind of decrepit. Like,
yeah,
if someone else starts your shit, what the fuck is that old guy gonna do? Have a heart attack?
Probably.
At Disneyland, when you go through the bag check screening on the way in, it's always like these rather dainty ladies. I'm like, if someone has a gun, they're gonna pull it out and kill you. Like, let me check your bag. Yeah, there's a bomb in there. What are you gonna do about it, lady? Your move, Ilga. Like, it used to be security personnel. Now it's just the gals and guys who used to be ticket takers.
Times are hard.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's it. It costs too much for security guys. So, fuck it.
Apparently, your safety is not that important to them.
But your illusion of safety, that's always important.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure we're safe. We just got checked by the 90-year-old woman who used to be a Walmart greeter 3 weeks ago.
And how good do they check? Like, you ever notice, like, if you go to, I don't know if you ever shop at Costco, like, they'll look at your thing, and they'll kind of look at your receipt, and they'll check it off, but they're not really looking at anything.
Like, no, the Costco here is like...
There's been a time when I've been... We've had two different carts, or... No, there's stuff in the cart that shouldn't have been there or something, and they're just like, whatever. I think what they're really checking for is just make sure you're not, like, stealing something huge. Like, wait, there's no big screen TV on here. You take some bananas, they don't give a shit.
That's not Phil who's working Register 3, is it? Okay, we've had a lot of kidnappings. We just want to make sure you're not sneaking them out in your Costco cart.
Now, see, the Where's Costco here, like, they check your shit. Like, they want to make sure that, you know, if you bought 12 apples, they better not see apple 13 in your cart.
Jeez, wow. I don't know you could buy individual apples.
I can't. I was just picking something small.
Your lie.
I know. You're clever. You've seen through my ruse.
And as for the Disneyland thing, it alternates in terms of, you know, like sometimes they'll be like, they'll be in middle of conversation with somebody else, like, so yeah, they had me working this thing until 8 o'clock, and then I was supposed to get off at 6, you can go. And then I was supposed to, or sometimes they'll be like, okay, now open that zipper. All right, now open that zipper. Okay, move that over there. Now what's in that zipper? That's my penis. Those are my pants. You want to calm down?
What's in that zipper?
Have you guys seen that video? Where
the cop
where
is
the guys...
feeling up the guy, and he's like, what's this? That's my dick.
Oh, sorry.
Like, well,
you were trying to stab
like,
me with
well,
it. You wouldn't be interested in stabbing me with it, would you?
Well, that's a deadly weapon. I bet you tell the ladies that. Oh, yeah, it's still awkward, isn't it? Okay, good. So,
Oh, can you imagine?
No. There's no misetiquette moment for what do you do after you accidentally squeeze someone's penis.
Oh, looky there. Squeezed your baby gun.
That's a
baby
penis.
Gun. Your baby gun that shoots dick bullets.
That's a little inside joke for the Smodcast listeners.
For the Smod weird Smod... savvy, Jesus Christ!
Spit it out now.
That explains it. I didn't get it. Oh,
it was just coming bullets. Out. Smod weary in my head. I'm like, no, not weary. Savvy. Dick bullets. There was a girl who I guess had sex with her husband without a condom for the first time, and apparently, not unlike some people, have a peanut allergy. She was allergic to his sperm.
They do not really think about stuff logically on that show. Well, I should say Kevin Smith doesn't really think.
As opposed to this show where we break shit down with a scientific method.
Yes, but at least on this show, we don't have the excuse of being high when we do it.
I'm high as a kite.
So what were you saying? What about the logic on Smodcast is alluding
to? I was listening to one part, and I just Kevin going off. I'm like, look, do you listen to what the fuck you're saying, dude? That makes no sense.
I did like how there was one Smodcast I listened to, and he trivialized ejaculation. It was something about hand jobs, and he was trivializing it as a dick sneeze.
Well, I've heard that before.
Yeah, I kind of liked it. I'm like, that's a good turn of phrase right there. I know he didn't coin it, but
That's why I like dick bullets. They came up with it. Like, I got to hear it happen. Dick bullets. Oh, yeah,
shot
that's
to
what they were saying.
Shot to the puss, and he's to blame. Now your vag is inflamed.
Andy, everybody.
Bow.
Sexual chocolate.
Coming up. White chocolate. Sexual white chocolate. I don't know if this voicemail is going to get played on Distorted View or not, but he read a story about, I guess, some part of the scientific community is looking into asexualness as a, you know, like heterosexual, homosexual, asexual. People who aren't interested in sex at all. People, they're trying to determine if that's an actual thing. He's like, are any of my listeners asexual? Call up if you are. And so I called up and said,
Yahoo! Tim Henson. This is Tim Babb from Tancast. I am way behind on listening to the show, but I just got to the episode where you were talking about the asexual people.
Yeah.
And you wanted listeners to call in if they were asexual, and I actually am asexual. Yeah. Asexual deviant. Nailed it!
No, no, no.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because the statement itself, not funny. Lampshading it, funny.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, look, this is stupid.
look what I did there.
Being stupid is awesome, unless you can't turn it off.
George Bush, we're looking at you.
Sarah Palin?
Oh,
and
man.
Politics brings us to a standstill.
Yeah, no, my standstill is largely based on the fact that, I'm just thinking about the little amount of time that I'm going to be home before I leave, and all the shit that I wanted to get done, where I was like, I can get tons of shit done. I will not be dealing with my kid. I will not have my wife here wanting to spend time with me. It's just going to be me and my thoughts and this list of things to do around the house. And then I spent the entire weekend just shitting my guts out. That was pleasant.
That's always a good time.
And, I've been working a lot during the week, and it's like I get home to this empty house, and it's not like, you know, it's not like a blessing. It's not like a house free of distractions. It's a house with nothing in it, and I miss my wife and my kid. So I sit at home, and I'm just kind of sad. So it's like, oh, I'll play some video games and, you know, use up some time before I sleep.
Sleep where you can become a Viking.
That is the dumbest excuse for not getting anything done I've ever heard in my life.
No, it's not an excuse.
I missed my wife, so I played video games. That's why I didn't get anything done. Honey, that means I love you.
Fuck you, dude. It's not an excuse.
What do you mean it's none of these things are fixed? Honey, I love you so much, I had to shoot aliens and run a car off the road. Well,
there goes Noah. Speaking of running a car off the road.
This Tancast Noah Mike Vale is brought to you by Tancast iTunes Review Day, December 30th, 2009. This is such a desperate ploy, but it would bring us so much joy.
It only take a minute or two, but it's the greatest gift we could get from you. So drop the booze and put down that crack. Tell your grandma you'll be right back. Doesn't matter if you're straight or bi or gay. We want you to write a Tancast review.
We beg you to write a Tancast review.
Remember Tancast iTunes Review Day. Don't forget Tancast iTunes Review Day.
iTunes Review Day.
Yay! Watch the YouTube music video of that song and this link in the show notes.
Merry Christmas!
And now back to the show. Are we back? What's happening? What did I miss?
I don't know. No, you walk away and Noah comes back on and goes, where'd Tim go? And I laughed and then explained and said, oh, you didn't hear him say that he's going away. And then Noah just sat there. I'm like, Noah, did you hear me?
Yeah. Mama. Daddy. Granny.
Granny?
Hey, Granny. She has a big fat fanny.
Okay.
And holes in her panties and a big behind like Frankenstein.
Okay.
What were we talking about before we Mike failed?
Andy's a douche.
Oh, no. Yeah. Mike's my bad excuse for not getting shit done.
Yeah, see? Andy's a douche.
Yeah. Baby, I was just so lonely. I had to pay Space Invaders.
Thank you for mocking my sadness, sir.
Anytime. If you're ever sad about anything, just give me a call.
Jesus Christ.
What?
I'll send you a link.
Uh-oh, here comes the link.
Yep.
Link-a-ding-ding, don't make it stink.
Man, I will say this, though. One of the things on the honey-do list is to finally get rid of this fucking
herpes?
Shitty... No, it's the faucet on our kitchen sink is a real piece of shit. And we bought a replacement one a while ago, but it just I'm lazy, so I never got around to putting it in. So I've been trying to put it in. I don't have a kitchen sink, a functioning kitchen sink at the moment. I'm going to give it another whack tomorrow morning. But apparently whoever installed the really, really shitty one decided that it needed to be there for all time. And I don't understand how, because like the angle for these little things, and they're supposed to be like thumb screws, like wing nuts, basically, for plumbing. Got two big, like, blade edges on it that you're supposed to be able to grab and twist and whatever, and it's at an awkward angle, and anything like, you know, tool-wise is not really going to fit up in there. But, you know, I've tried everything I can think of. I've even tried, like, attaching tools to both sides, like, you know, clamp-on pliers, so I can try to torque this thing as much as possible. And I swear, I'm about to bend the fucking sink, but this wing nut thing will not let go.
That's crazy.
I think I'm gonna have to nuke it for more of it.
I got no tips for you.
Holy shit! That monitor you sent the link for.
Merry Christmas!
Lenny's right up on it.
Yes, he is.
He's like, fucking, I need to see.
Judging from the size, I don't think that's a real monitor. I think that's a TV.
Yeah, I think it is. It's a 42-incher, so I don't even, do they even make monitors that big? I think that's a
42-incher for you. It's been monitoring your wife and or girlfriend.
No, it hasn't, you fucking idiot.
You're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, so?
Exactly.
All right, then.
It's what I've been saying since the beginning.
Since day one.
Since day... dia numero uno.
Ay-yay-yay! What the fuck? What the fuck?
I don't know, reading the Rita, but it sounds like that's an actual monitor. But yeah, he's like, hey, you know, the telemarketing firm, we're going to give you a monitor that will blind you.
Well, I did my part by any of those telemarketers who called me obviously did not get any closer towards getting that monitor. You're welcome.
That's good, Tim. You're saving them from blindness.
My landline is essentially only a vehicle for telemarketers to call me. Like, no one else uses the landline. Granted, I don't usually give out the landline because I have a cell phone.
I give out to people cell phone is, who I'm afraid might stick telemarketers on me.
Yeah.
But I did have a landline.
Yep. Like, I don't even think I've given it out to anybody yet, really, except for, like, you know.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Well, the problem is whoever lived here before, I think, was fast and loose with his number. His name is Forrest.
What?
His name was Forrest, and I get calls for him all the time. And the other day, I got a call from Comcast going, you need to return your equipment to avoid a hefty fine. I was like, what? I'm using it, dillhole.
I just got this shit. Come on.
So they're like, if you think this is an error, call us back here. Oh, no. No one's going to come on the line, and you can't connect from this call. You have to write this number down and make another call, because you know why? We're Comcast. Fuck you. That's
so
why.
So wait, they gave you a number that just told you to call another number?
No. They called me, and it was a pre-recorded commercial.
Oh, okay.
Not commercial, but pre-recorded announcement that you needed to return the shit. And it said, if you think this is an error, call this number. And that's it. There was no, like, press this to get transferred to somebody. Just fuck yourself.
Gotcha.
So then I called that number, and they're like, okay, well, what's your number? Or no, the automated part had me punch in my number, and they're like, we can't locate your records. I'm like, that's crazy. You're a piece of shit. And they're like, we'll transfer you to an operator. And the operator asked for my number, and then he looks them up, and he goes, okay. And he's like, I'm going to put you on hold while I look this up. And I was like, all right. So he puts me on hold. He comes back off hold. He says, far down here? And I was like, I'm sorry, what? Far down here? And I'm like, are you saying words? Like, what are you saying? He's like, apparently it was Forrest and his last name, which I still don't know. But the way he said it, it's like, Forrest Hamadiyar? Forrest Hamadiyar? I was like, I literally had it. What?
Are
what are you
saying Forrest Hamadiyar? Like, what?
I'm like, I don't know what those words are. Did you forget that you were talking to an American? Like, really? What are you doing over there? And he's like, is this Forrest? I was like, oh. No, there's the problem. I don't know who Forrest is, but he did not forward his new number on to anybody, and I get calls for him all the time. He's like, so this isn't Forrest? No, what I just said was an elaborate ruse. I actually am Forrest. Happy Halloween. What the fuck? Yes, this is not Forrest.
You should have said that.
I'm dressing as Forrest for Christmas. It's a new thing.
He's like, well, we'll take you off our list. You won't get any more calls from Forrest, at least not from us. I'm like, oh, great. One down, 7,323 to go.
I remember one time I was going to do like a a study for my asthma. It was like a medical study. And the lady who was telling me about it didn't really speak very good English. And she was telling me about the fucking side effects. And I couldn't hardly understand what the fuck she's saying. I'm like, really? Like, if you are telling something that could possibly kill them, maybe you should get someone that speaks clear English to talk to me. Like, I want to know what the fucking side effects are.
Where, did you say this was a pharmacy?
No, it was a study. Like, it was a medical study of, like, some new drug they were testing out.
And they tested it on you?
But no, I didn't end up doing it because I think I couldn't make it.
I don't know what...
Yeah, because that does not engender trust.
I don't know what Ling Ling is saying over here. I am out. You may get that with Ling Ling.
I think she said my penis would fall off. I'm not cool with that.
Because when I got my... root canal. I was given medicine from my dentist, and I went over to the pharmacy to have it filled. And the guy's like, "I'm like, what?" And I'm like, "Oh, okay. So I won't eat it. I won't eat it on an empty stomach." No, you have to eat it on an empty stomach. Like he was telling me, like it sounded like he was saying, "This is what could happen if you eat it on an empty stomach." I'm like, "Oh, well, then I don't want to eat it on an empty stomach." No, you have to eat it on an empty stomach. Then why are you telling me that?
there was this lunch truck at this. At this cup I used to work at, and it was run by an Asian couple. And, the makeup of they're nice. The guy did not speak a lick of English, except he could say the amount of the thing you're buying crystal clear. $5.50. I'm like, how the fuck do you do that? Like, you know, fucking dollar amount. Everything else is just gibberish.
We're trending dangerously close to racism with this episode.
Trending.
I don't know. I'm not saying all Asians are like that. I'm just saying this particular Asian was like that.
I think it's just my liberal white guilt.
I think it's more xenophobia than it is racism.
Yeah.
Because I don't care what race you are. If I can't understand what you're saying, fuck off.
No, I've said the same thing about... I think I even put it in a blog post. I'd say, I'm totally not going to get down on somebody because English isn't their first language. Because, fuck, English is the only language I speak well.
Yeah, this is true.
So, hey, at least you're trying number two or three or four. But at the same time, if you're doing business and it's verbal communication only, those verbal communication skills need to be up to par.
Right. Like, you don't see me trying to transact business in any other language, really. Like, maybe
Farsi.
If there's a Pig Latinia, I can go there.
I think America harbors that. I don't know if other countries are that way, but I think there's just so many different pockets of different races here that people who don't want to learn languages, they can get away without doing it.
Yeah, but then you look at all the rest of the countries where like a bunch of Americans have moved, and you just got these little pockets of American expats that all speak English to each other, like in fucking Dubai and all over South America and Mexico, Central America.
Your mom's house.
My mom's house, yeah. Lots of American expats speaking English there.
If that's what we need to do. We need to have just one fucking language for the world and knock all this fucking translating bullshit off.
Sounds perfect, Tim. Make it happen.
Yep, and I'm going to vote for English.
Because you already know
I mean, I'll vote for English, but if we go with something else, I'll be fine with learning a new language if everybody in the world agrees to speak that new language.
Yep.
I will put the time in.
And no fucking Cockney slang or any of that shit.
We should all speak like Brad Pitt from Snatch.
Or Benicio Del Toro from Usual Suspects. What the fuck?
I kind of wish like he would speak like that in more movies.
Brad Pitt?
No, Benicio Del Toro.
Benicio Del Toro.
Well, he's going to play the Wolfman. I'm sure he won't be very intelligible.
I'm still really amused by Benicio Del Toro playing a diamond thief Jew in Snatch. That was very funny to me.
It was funny to all of us.
Then jump on board and say ha ha ha.
I've never seen it,
so I have no idea what you're talking about.
Never seen Snatch?
Noah had to carry that one all by himself.
All right.
Wait, but you know Brad Pitt talks crazy in that movie, right?
Right.
But you've never seen it.
Just know it by reputation.
Gotcha.
Yes.
You should see it. It's a good movie.
All right.
I got it on the DVD.
Like I know things about Gone with the Wind or the Goodfellas or Scarface. I've never seen any of these movies.
Well, nigger, maybe you should.
I also haven't seen Godfather Part 3, and I never will as long as Andy keeps holding it hostage in Georgia.
I think I have seen it.
Okay, if I can remember to pack it.
Put it in your suitcase now. Just throw it in your suitcase right now.
I don't even have the suitcase set up yet.
Just tuck it on one of your folds of fat.
What the fuck? What do you mean set up? It's not like an operating table where you have to, get fluids piped in. It's a fucking suitcase.
Andy,
chuck it in there.
No, I gotta make sure that I got all the cabling. I gotta plug it in.
Put it into your Crocs. Then you won't forget it.
No, you do realize that in not a whole lot of time, I am going to be close enough to stab you, right?
Yeah, but you'll be wearing Crocs. You can't run very fast in them.
Yeah, we'll hear you squeaking.
We'll hear the fits of laughter as you walk by.
No, you guys don't understand how fast I am in my Crocs. Because they don't weigh my feet down like all the rest of me. They're practically helium. I'll fly to you.
I saw.
My mom said that the... oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
The Crocs that she'd gotten, the Mickey Mouse Crocs, like, they got one wear, and she was like, what the fuck? Why would someone give me these things? They're the most uncomfortable shoes I've ever worn in my life.
I was just going to say, I saw a guy running fucking barefoot the other day. Mm. Barefoot, and, you know, on gravel. I'm like, fuck, that would tear your feet up. And I think he just came from another place that, like... I'm sure there's, like, rocks and fucking twigs and shit on the path. Like, that's hardcore, dude. That's hardcore. Yeah.
Mm-mm. No, sir. I have shoes on. I have shoes on at my house almost all the time.
I take my shoes off at the door so I don't track a bunch of shit further into my house. Makes it easier to vacuum.
The only shoe worse than the Croc is those barefoot shoes. Have you seen those?
No.
No.
They're like those little socks that form around your toes, except they're a shoe.
Hmm.
I am intrigued.
I'll find
bare feet shoes.
Of course you are, Andy. Wait, now what?
Wait, I can wear even gayer shoes?
No.
I'm bored.
I'm intrigued because I've got fucking monkey toes. So if I can wear shoes and still pick things up without bending over,
okay.
I no longer give a shit about fashion. I no longer give a shit about any of you making fun of me because I could then be the world's most lazy shoed man. I would achieve all of the promise of my life.
Here you go. Here's a picture of them.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, yes, Daddy Want.
Wah.
I know what I'm getting for Christmas.
If you get a pair of those shoes, you're out of the club.
What club?
I'll go the make Tan a club and fucking club? Kick him out.
The Mickey Mouse Club?
Good times. Make a club and kick him out. All right. Well, I think that's all the time we have for this week.
All right.
Join us next week when it'll be 5 minutes from now. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah's long over by the time we've aired this, and Kwanzaa is just beginning. So enjoy those three holidays.
Or Festivus.
And if you're a Muslim, please don't blow us up. Thank you. Save that shit for Valentine's Day when most of us wish we were dead.
All right.
Thank you for listening to TanCast Episode 79. Remember, December 30th, TanCast iTunes Review Day. Be sure, if you haven't posted an iTunes review, post one on December 30th. And if you want, forward around that video so that other people can get in on the TanCast iTunes review action. Also, don't miss next week's episode. It's our year-end listener suggestion special, and it actually went on a lot longer than we thought. So hopefully you'll enjoy, and we'll catch you next week for more TanCast.
TanCast.
And then Jesus said, "That's not a duck." Tim is the only person in creation who's laughing at that.
Really?
I think so. Oh, it's your favorite. It's your favorite punchline without a joke.
Yes, I do think it's funny.
I got it out for you as a little Christmas gift.
Well, Gary Larson was the one who actually came up with it. The guy who writes the Far Side comics. Mm-hmm. So anyone who's a fan of Gary Larson, or people who are a fan of Gary Larson, might, in fact, be a fan of that punchline as well.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Long Kiss Goodnight.
What are you talking about? Long Kiss Goodnight?
Yeah. It's opposite. That's not a dick. It's a duck. Sorry. Flipped it.
It's not even the opposite. It's a completely different joke. it shares the fact that there's a duck involved.
He says that's not a dick.
Yes, but the bartender doesn't say anything.
It's Brian Cox. He says that's a duck, not a dick.
And Samuel L. Jackson. Neither one of whom are bartenders.
That's fine. I don't know the rest of the other joke you're talking about.
There is no rest of the other joke. It's a punchline without a joke.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, then why would you say it's like this when it's nothing like that?
I said I thought you were talking about that because it's kind of like that.
All right. Dick bullets shooting at your vag. Dick bullets, the worst you've ever had.
Dick bullets, dick bullets.
Dick bullets are coming for you, yeah!
Dick bullets!